Effie Baum, welcome to KBOO.
Thank you so much for having me.
Effie Baum is one of the spokespeople for Pop Mob. You'll hear about them in her interviews. So, Effie, today you're the first of a two-part interview on mutual aid. The second interview will be with your comrade Christian Williams that shows how mutual aid as a practice challenges capitalist notions of human nature and also capital ideas and structures about the good society and the structures that make for a productive and peaceful and a sustainable society that generates human development and happiness. So, Effie, first tell us about mutual aid projects here in Portland in the pandemic, and focus on some of the exemplary projects, what they are doing, and also how they try to do, while doing necessary and useful things, they also contribute to community organizing.
Sure. There's a lot of people doing a lot of really incredible work in Portland right now. One that I would highlight is Symbiosis PDX, which has been running a pretty impressive project out of the Social Justice Action Center, where they are handing out food 3 days a week. You can drop off food donations there. And right now they're running a big campaign to make 1,000 face masks by May Day. And so they're also organizing volunteers who are getting together in a very socially distanced warehouse space that's been donated to make masks that they are then donating to the community. The other projects that I know of, well, before I talk about ours, the other thing about Symbiosis is they've also been running a coalition call with other organizations using Zoom every week, and that is a way for organizations to kind of collaborate, talk about what they're doing, share strategies, and like review each other's work and find out about other projects that are happening. So that's happening, I think, every week. And then the project that we've been involved in has been in coalition with Rose Hip Medic Collective and the Portland Action Medics, where we have been producing and distributing hand sanitizer out of the Q Center, who have generously donated their facility for us to set up our Q Lab where we make the product. And that has been going on about a little bit over a month now, I think maybe 5 weeks. We got started pretty early on and have handed out over 10,000 bottles at this point.
Yeah, this is with Pop Mob. Let's talk about that some. But you're also, in some ways, gathering non-perishable foods, I understand, and other necessary products.
Yes, Q Center is actually also operating as a mutual aid hub where people can donate and pick up all kinds of supplies. There's food, there's also masks. We are also bottling and giving out Lysol disinfectant spray. And so there's a lot of other supplies and things that are needed that are also being given out at the Q Center.
For which community? Where is the Q Center located?
So the Q Center is located on Mississippi in North Portland. It is, I believe, I don't remember the cross street, but it's on the south side of Skidmore, because that's the way I always go. The community that we are serving with the hand sanitizer project, largely we are giving large quantities, hundreds of bottles at a time, to direct service organizations that are then distributing it in the community to vulnerable populations that would not otherwise have access to it. Specifically, a lot of organizations that serve people who live outside and are unhoused. We've also provided it for domestic violence shelters, transitional housing facilities, TriMet drivers, delivery drivers. We have recently received requests from multiple large health care organizations, which is really disheartening. We're happy to provide as much as we can, but it's unfortunate that it has come to that. We've also provided it to Meals on Wheels, to VOS, which has been, who serves day laborers. And so it's been getting out into a lot of different communities, but the one thing that is consistent is that they are all communities that are unable or unlikely to be able to afford or access it on their own, especially with the way that the prices are a lot higher when you can find it at all. So even if they were able to find it, a lot of them couldn't afford it.
Effie, tell us a little bit about Pop Mob and how this program fits into community organizing projects in all of those neighborhoods, and indeed all over Portland, and then we'll have to sign off.
Sure. So this is a pretty big deviation from our normal mission. When we formed, we had a very specific and clear mission to inspire people to stand up and oppose the far right. And obviously, that's not a thing we can do in this era of social distancing. And but we already had, you know, infrastructure and a group, and we're all people that like to help, and a lot of us are in other groups as well. And so we saw an opportunity to do something helpful using the resources that we have. And we had have an existing relationship with, like, the Portland Action Medics and Rose Hip, and this all originated with them. And so they came to us asking for help with boosting the fundraiser and getting word out that this was happening, letting people know that it was happening. And so we have a pretty successful social media presence, and so we were able to use that to start getting word out. Several people within Pop Mob have also been working in the lab, making and distributing the hand sanitizer and, like, running the operations. So we just saw an opportunity to do something that was desperately needed in our community, and knowing when to break your own rules is important. So this is, like, another way of doing community defense by providing something for the community that they need, and it feels a lot like it's still in line with our mission of being an everyday anti-fascist, which is finding places that you can help your own community and defend your community from a threat. In this case, the threat just happens to be a virus. So that is kind of, like, our biggest, I think, motivation in doing it. We believe there's, you know, strength in collective power. And so organizing mutual aid coalitions is a way to organize those structures so that hopefully after this, by taking care of each other really well, maybe we can engage more people in our social struggle, and hopefully these structures will survive the pandemic and then go on to do more work.
Effie, one final thing. How can people contribute?
Yeah, we have a fundraiser on GoFundMe. You can find the link for that through our Twitter or Facebook. You can also donate directly at the rosehipmedic.org website. The other thing I would say is we have actually been struggling now to source some of the supplies that we need, specifically the alcohol that we need to make the hand sanitizer. So if anybody has some kind of connection to large-scale alcohol producers, we are running into issues sourcing that. And so that would be exceedingly helpful, any chemists out there. So we've also been reaching out to distilleries, but because of the OLCC laws, they cannot provide it to us. So we are trying to look for alternative sources for that. People can definitely help by spreading the word, sharing the GoFundMe, and donating.
Effie Baum, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Right, so long.